Yirmiyahu Perik Beis, Pasuk Yud, Le'il Nishmas, Betzalel Tzvi, Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Continuing the second Haftorah of the three punishment Haftorahs of the 3 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have sinned against me, your forefathers have sinned against me, you have turned the land against me. Finally, now the bill is coming due. Ki Ivru Yechit Yim Uru'u, go out, pass on to the distant lands of the Kitim, of the Kitites. Far away to the islands, the Kedar Shilchu Vizbonu Ma'od, and to Kedar, send there to understand, consider diligently. Uru'u, look, see, examine. Hein Haisa Kazo, has there ever been anything like this before that ever happened? So go out to all of these distant lands, the distant lands in the islands. Far flung, in the faraway lands. So I ask you, Yud Aleph, Hahemir Goy Elohim? Has a nation ever changed its gods? Behem Olo Elohim, and those gods are not even gods. But do the nations prove disloyal to the gods that they worship? Hemir Kavodo Belo Yoil? Did they? My people has surrendered its honor for that which does not help. Other nations hold to their gods, my country right or wrong, my football team, no matter what. Yud Beis, Shomu Shomayim Alzos. Be astonished, heavens. The heavens and the earth are always the eternal witnesses because they will always last. Regardless of what current science is arguing that the whole thing is going to go up in a bowl of climate change, I saw a commercial yesterday for Ancient Earth Frozen, about how the entire world was covered with ice at one point. They're arguing for an ice age, but the problem is that their evidence of such a thing happening is fairly limited, and if they don't want to interpret it in the eyes of the Mabul, then they are denying some of the truths of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah tells us that he created and was manhig the world for the first several thousand years. But nevertheless, the idea of a destroyed planet is something that people love to harp on. It's good science fiction. It gets clicks on the internet. But the heavens and the earth, Hashem tells us throughout Nach, are the eternal witnesses to what happens. The mountains. V'sa'aru charvu ma'odnum Hashem. Rage. Be angry. Sa'ar is a tornado, a typhoon, a whirlwind of anger. Lay waste. Me'od. At great length, the Beis HaMikdash is about to be destroyed. And Hashem says that there is going to be a reckoning. And there's going to be great widespread destruction. When you trade in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Elohim, Asher Lo Yoilu, you're asking for an awful lot of trouble. Yud Gimel Kishtayim Ra'os Osa Ami, because my people has committed two evils. Osi Azvu Makar Mayim Chayim. They rejected me, they forsook me, the source of the living waters. Lachtsov lahem boros, to dig for themselves. Cisterns, wells, boros nishbarim, beautiful poetic image. Broken wells, shattered wells, broken cisterns, asher liyachilu hamayim, that cannot even hold water. So what a terrible combination. Number one, they abandoned the pure everlasting source of living waters offered by God. By God's law of salvation, says Rabbi Breuer. And then second, they sought to replace it with self-conceived notions, like broken cisterns that cannot even hold water poured into them, that bear the mark of human frailty. They're transient and vanish, crumbling beneath the hands of those that yearn for fresh and living waters. We had it all, and we tossed it aside. Mitzudas David says, Yamachlich davar b'davar hagarua mimenu. You're exchanging a precious, incredible gift for something that is so much worth so much less. Trading a Cy Young winner for a couple of seventh-round draft picks, what are you doing? Yadal Havid Yisrael and Milid Bayis, who? Is Klal Yisrael a servant or a home-born slave? Let's reflect on us. Right? Are we the child of an amma, of a servant, lowly? Madua hayolavaz. Why has he become prey? Klal Yisrael is the most noble nation with the most noble mission. And yet, sometimes we act like the lowest of the low and we take our own kavod unseriously. And Nolad Bayis says the Radak, Shenolad mena shivcha, sheyesh lo adam b'beiso. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had called us B'nei V'chori Yisrael, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. The Av will be Merachem Al Habein, will have mercy on us. But now we are being despoiled by low-life enemies, one step above animals. Is this not what is happening to Klal Yisrael even right now as we speak? Because we sold out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in favor of what? To be like everybody else, with our judiciary like everybody else, with our values like everybody else. We want to fit in. We want to assimilate into the world community. We want the UN to accept us. Tesvav, Alav Yishagu Chifirim. Lions. There are seven stages of lionhood mentioned in the Nach. We find that Shimshon Hagibar came up against all of them. The Kafir, the Aryeh. These are our young lions roaring. Nasnu kolam, they roared against Klal Yisrael. They raised their voices. Vayashisu arzo l'shama, and they made his land desolate. A roving pack of lions can do terrible damage to civilization and humanity in small outlying communities. Nitzasu mibli yoshev. His cities are burned, empty of inhabitants. Arav nitzasu mibli yoshev. The cities are absolutely destroyed. Nitzasu bo'esh, Rashi says. So what have we done? And how are we being ravaged? And in the cosmic sense, this is our own fault for abandoning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who had promised us so much and done so much for us.